T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Roll along on a Wednesday, which we're about to finish up. Jim Rome to follow, Will Kane, and then, of course, The Drive with Bob and Jeff coming your way today at 4 o'clock to finish up your solid day of a sports talk listening. And then we've got the Royals later on tonight. So all sorts of stuff going on right here on your station for sports, KFH. On this day in history, Wednesday, June 20th. Not always Wednesday, but it happens to be this year. What do we have on a June 20th?
Oh, you'd kill me if you made me look up Wednesday, June 20th.
Yeah, I know.
That would really
keep
me busy.
Very taxing.
Maybe the biggie. This one stuck out to me, the very first one. Jesse Owens, on this day in 1936, ran a 10-2 100 meter. Later on that summer at the Olympics, ran a 10-3. He ended up winning the gold. But it got me looking at the top 25 all-time 100-meter times. And this is something that, like, if you could channel one thing, you know, for one day, right, like to be able to dunk or throw 95 miles an hour,
ooh,
what would it feel like to run a 9.58 100-meter? Because that's Usain Bolt back in August of 2009. That's the record, 9.58.
Yeah, I don't know.
And what does it say about Jesse Owens that 83 years before that, he ran a 10.2, which he'd be, what, kind of nipping at Usain Bolt's heels?
No.
A 10.2? How far apart?
No, not at 9.58.
All right, how far apart?
That would be
10 feet?
At least
10, 15 feet.
That's significant. There's a significant difference in 10.2 and 9.58.
All right. Well, humor me.
Over
then,
the course of 100 meters,
yeah, 83 years that he's only that
right.
was only that far away from Usain Bolt.
Oh man, he's
give
unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm giving you that without question. Jesse Owens. My God, that's all you need to say. Unbelievable.
The Americans on this list of the all-time top 25, Tyson Gay has tied for the second best. Forgot about him. And that was in 2009 as well. That was a month later. He ran a 9.69. It was a little bit wind-aided. That's kind of in the list, too, whether it's wind-aided or not. Christian Coleman. Leroy Burrell ran a 9.85 all the way back in 1994. And Carl Lewis, once upon a time, ran a 9.86. Some fast humans on this list. Most of them from the United States, but a bunch also from Jamaica. And that's where Usain Bolt's from. So, Jesse Owens, on this day in 1936, ran really fast.
Yeah.
Here's one.
Out of Ohio State.
Larry Jackson of the Phillies, on this day in 1967, beat the New York Mets for the 18th consecutive time.
Wow.
And, of course, this dates back to when the Mets were really awful, like all the way back in the early 60s. But how do you have sorcery over one particular team 18 consecutive times? And Larry Jackson was okay, but...
Yeah. I mean, you know, Marv Thornberry didn't, you know, eat him up. I apparently not.
Larry Jackson never in those 18 consecutive starts just didn't have it. You couldn't beat him 2-1. 18 straight over one team.
Wow. I wonder if that's a major league record.
Well, I can't imagine.
I can't. 18.
What kind of crappy team?
Right.
Even
you lose a game by mistake to a team every now and then. I mean, you know, just by, you can even pitch well and lose.
For sure. And that echoes R.J. Anderson's assertion that wins and losses aren't that important in modern-day statistics, and I happen to agree. I mean,
Yeah, me too.
A lot of just chance comes into being the winning pitcher or the losing pitcher, you know, depending on how your team does for you. But Larry Jackson, 194 career victories in 14 years. He did win 24 back in 1964 with the Cubs.
I mean, wouldn't quality starts be a better stat than wins?
Eh. All you got to do to get a quality start is go six and give up three.
Well,
I mean, so
redefine
on your,
it.
Yeah, depending on your definition
redefine
of quality.
It.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They got all...
6-2 might be okay.
Yeah, that's quality.
Yeah, that's pretty... That's quality. There is no reason that you shouldn't give yourself a your team a chance to win if you go six full and only allow two runs.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
I'd agree with that.
So. Okay.
In the golden age of boxing on this day in 1980, I'd say that's fair to say.
Yeah.
Roberto Duran takes the WBC welterweight title from Sugar Ray Leonard at Olympic Stadium in Montreal. Unanimous decision. Those are the days.
God, those were.
Again, still can't name more than three boxers nowadays.
No, and it's a shame.
It is.
The sweet science is solid. I mean, remember how exciting it was waiting for a fight? Like, I mean...
Wide World of Sports,
you know,
or...
oh, my gosh.
What was it? Not Friday Night Fights, because that's what they have now. But it was on ABC, right? Whatever heavyweight bout was on a weekend. I can remember.
Yeah, they would do that. And the early stages of pay-per-view. I mean, I remember, you know, going over to Guy. We'd make a whole night of it and watch the fights and stuff. It was so much fun. Then it was great. I mean, there were so many good fighters. But, man, the whole game got sideways, and now it just sucks.
And it's, depending on who you ask, it's fixed, you know?
Yeah, right. And all the power is with the promoters and not with the fighters.
No doubt.
I don't need it. Don't need it.
On this day in 1986, in essence, the White Sox... did Tony La Russa a huge favor. They fired him and replaced him with Jim Fregosi. The A's and the Cardinals would never be the same since.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Yep. Replaced by Jim Fregosi, Tony La Russa was.
What year was that?
1986.
So Bill Veeck was probably still there then, at that point.
A Veeck probably was. I don't know if it was Bill
or
not.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Bill or not.
Yeah, some Veeck, I bet, was.
Interesting.
Shinnecock Hills Golf Club in New York on this day 14 years ago, Retief Goosen won the U.S. Open. Shot a 276 on this day.
Corey Pavin won there as well.
Corey Pavin won at Shinnecock, huh?
Yeah, he won at Shinnecock. Hit a four-wood. Was it a four-wood, I think?
I can still see it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Chased
at
it
18.
Right up there. Yep.
Yep. Chased it up the hill to see where it landed. Unbelievable shot.
Yeah.
And he says to this day, obviously, biggest shot of his career because it gave him a U.S. Open, which irrevocably changes your life and legacy.
A couple
Go ahead. How cool would it be to be every time that you were introduced as a former U.S. Open champion.
And get to play in all those majors for
anything
the rest
you
of your
want,
life
right?
or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
If you win one, you get to play in that one forever, don't you? If it's an Open, if it's the Masters, if it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd go every time until I couldn't lift a club.
No, isn't that the truth? And that's why you saw Palmer and Player and Nicklaus doing the first tee at the Masters.
Right.
I mean, it's just great stuff, man. It's just great stuff. All right. Closing thoughts in just a moment. We'll shut this down on a Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our guests. Of course, you can go to kfhradio.com. Check out the podcast. We're back here in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.